irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Hello, Ilona Europa, Accent on LA Talk Radio. Every Monday, almost 8 years on this chair, every Monday. Hopefully we gain a lot of listeners, and I know we did, so I'm very thankful for that. And I am honored every Monday to bring to my studio people that I love dearly, know them mostly, or learn about them, or just admire them from the distance. And so I'm really, really proud to share their life stories with all our listeners and also people who are watching us right now on Facebook. So hello, everybody who sees us live, yes, but people who would love to listen to us later, please go to LA Talk Radio to Accent On page, then scroll down. We have archives or 500 shows, all with description. This show will be on the top, so you can listen many, many times. So you can download the show if you feel like listening over and over to amazing music from Chrissy Lomax, who will be singing for us. And also advices from our legal expert. And Natalia Matusik, she is coming here for last 6 months, I think, and then before, a year ago, we had long, long segments with you two, and boy, she keeps my head spinning, because even 2-3 lines that she's sending to me, I read sometimes 7-8 times to try to understand what the law means, what is this topic about, it's so complicated, but that's why she's our expert. So maybe I'll start introducing our first guest who came to our studio with wonderful gentlemen. So, Joe and Chrissy. Chrissy, your name? Full name?
Chrissy Lomax.
And our Joe?
Joe Primo.
So, Joe Primo, Chrissy Lomax. And hey, they are married, but somehow, somewhere, two different names. Just doesn't matter because they love each other for how long?
Wow. 30-year wedding anniversary in a couple weeks.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
And I love them both. They know me for so, so many years. They know my child, Natasha, Mira. They raised her, especially when it comes to Joe Primo, who is a prime engineer, studio engineer for so many studios, but mainly in Blue Moon Studio in Agoura Hills, which you work for 20 probably or 30 something years. Mm-hmm. So most of songs that I recorded, Natasha recorded, my students recorded, I was honored to record in Blue Moon Studio. But right now you have your own amazing studio that is called
Blue Room.
Blue Room. And I'm telling you, people, what a studio it is. We had the pleasure to of course record there too. It's a most beautiful studio in Westlake Village. So everybody and anybody who has a need for the best engineer, recording engineer in town, I swear to God, I know them for 20 years, hundreds of songs recorded. So please contact Joe Primo. How you spell your name?
It's Primeau.
That's very unusual spelling, but if you have headache, please go to Accent On Facebook page. Obviously, I have all names spelled. They all are very unusual because we all are coming from different parts of the world. But yes, you can click on Joe's name. It will get you directly to his Facebook. And then you can write a personal note if you have need for recordings. I guarantee you will go crazy from happiness. Joe, one more line because the pitch cannot be complete if we don't put some great names that you, people that we all know and that you recorded the album. So please just give it to us.
Well, I work at Blue Moon Studio with producer Jovanelli. Yes. And so we've worked with Tower of Power and REO Speedwagon, and Burton Cummings comes in there a few times. And, you know, we get all the older bands, it seems.
No, they were young ones, you know. And when I listen right now to my radio, so I'm listening exclusively to 80s and 70s. I'm so sorry. I'm so tired of what's going on in 2019 on our radio. It's just same, old, same. Then when you switch to, I don't call this oldies, but really 70s, 80s, and 90s, you hear
a
variety of everything. So in a way, you both are married for 30 years. And
we met in the recording studio.
And you both are from Canada.
Yeah.
Yes, from Toronto.
From Toronto. And of course, Chrissy is Polish, half Polish.
Yes,
so
I am.
She will tell
Polish
us
heritage.
Yes, a little bit about her book that she's writing about her family in Poland and her life story. Plus, first and foremost, we will be listening to her amazing voice and recordings. So I think we need to start our show from your beautiful song, Fragile. Could you tell us a little bit maybe about this song?
Yes, I wrote this song. I recorded it on my first independent CD. I'm currently working on my third. The song took on a whole new meaning for me 2 years ago when I was diagnosed with HER2-new positive breast cancer. It's hard to say without getting a little emotional.
No.
And my life came to a complete halt, and I was really interrupted. Everything I was doing was completely interrupted. I'm a fitness professional, a Pilates instructor, a marathon coach, and who knew I would be diagnosed with cancer? So that's what I had to deal with. And I went through treatment for a whole year, and it was horrible, but I fought, and I did everything I had to do with my nutrition and cutting sugar. We were just talking about that, the importance of nutrition, and had the best oncology team, and made it through. And so that was a year ago I finished treatment, and over the course of the last year I've been working on recovering, getting my strength back, which includes emotional recovery as well, not just physical recovery, because it really, really damages you in so many areas of your life, including financial as well. But it was so important for me to re-record this song, because this song suddenly took on a whole new meaning for me. And I think you'll know why when I begin playing it, and it's called Fragile.
Thank you.
I'm very fragile right now. I'm very tangled and lost and confused. I'm very fragile right now. I find it hard to keep myself amused. I don't understand how you can leave me out in the storm when I most needed your hand. With my spirit torn, couldn't believe you were so intertwined with yourself not to notice me calling your name. I'm very fragile right now. I'm very tangled up in my own blues. I'm very fragile right now. I feel I don't have much left I can lose. Can you tell me how you can keep swimming in water infested with creatures that tear at your honor and never forget to breathe in all the positive energies floating on top of the waves? I'm very fragile right now. I'm very tangled up in choose. I'm very fragile right now. I find it hard to decide what I use. I don't think you don't think I'm as sensitive as I am scared to go on with the fear. I'm not sure I can. Nobody thinks I could ever be shy or embarrassed or lacking the strength that I need. But I'm very fragile right now. I'm very fragile right now, right now, now.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
I didn't put mascara on my eyes. I knew I'd be crying.
I put some waterproof on.
Oh, I didn't have it
Thank
home.
You.
But okay.
Thank you.
I love you. What a voice.
Thank
what
you so
lyrics,
much.
What a lyrics, what a music, what a sound,
Thank
what a
you.
Guitar playing, and thousands of songs that you already created, and then you
Thank you so much, Ilona.
Recording has so many songs. He's just
it was great to re-record this song. And during my chemotherapy, because I did 6 rounds of very aggressive chemotherapy, because I was diagnosed with HER2-new positive breast cancer. 20% of the breast cancers are HER2-new positive. They're not estrogen driven or hormone driven. They are protein driven. Very aggressive. The chemotherapy lasted 4.5 months. And then the radiation, 35 rounds of radiation. So during that whole year of doing that, whenever I could sing, because the drugs and the treatment would affect my lungs and breathing, and I would be in there in my pajamas and bare feet in the blue room trying to get some vocals out. And one day I was able to sing this song, and then we layered harmonies on top of it. I wanted it really, really like a choir almost in the background. So we did all that and did all the vocals, and it felt really good for me. I felt like I could still do this. I could still do this. So it made a difference, you know. Septin was the drug that I had infused for a whole year through a port in my chest. And Herceptin is a drug that I didn't know, but I fundraised for the research on it in 1995. And when we first moved to Westlake Village from California, in the early 90s, I had to be a part of raising money for cancer research because my mom died so young at 41 years old of colon cancer, which I thought, okay, I've got to watch that. I don't want to get colon cancer. I never thought of breast cancer, you know. And so I joined the Johnson Cancer Center Foundation and started raising money for cancer research with them and golf tournaments and whatever we did. And during one of those tours we did at UCLA, we listened to an amazing research oncologist, Dr. Dennis Slaman, and Dr. Susan Love. And Dr. Dennis Slaman was talking about this drug that he discovered to fight this aggressive protein-driven cancer, HER2-new positive breast cancer. Now, not knowing what was going to happen to me 20 years later, but I got so inspired that he was actually created the very first gene-targeted therapy for cancer. And I thought, this is going to snowball for all the other cancers, genes, hitting the genes, stopping that gene. And so I came home, and Joe remembers when I came home, and I said, I got to do something. So cooking, you know, we talk about cooking all the time. I love cooking and all my Polish cooking and everything. So I created a cookbook, and I published a cookbook and sold it and raised money for this scientist to keep moving forward and get his FDA approval, which he did in 1998. He got approval for this drug to save people diagnosed with this aggressive breast cancer. In 2008, I believe it was FDA approved for all people with HER2-new positive breast cancer. And then in 2017, I was diagnosed with that exact same breast cancer. Who knew?
It saved the life.
Yes, and we have to fundraise because it's the only way that research is completed and people are saved. So thank you to everybody
Thank you to everybody who just listen and yes, and donation, any donation for any causes
yes.
that you hear and see and you feel like you want to be part of. Yeah, it's just let's do it. Let's just do it. And
yes,
what is also amazing, because you have so much energy about you, and always you had, you know, so much
thank
power.
You. It's definitely a passion to help, yes, others get through this as well as I did, because I came through with what is called pathologic complete response. That means I had the best possible outcome for my treatment. And I believe it's because I did exactly what my oncology team, and I had the dream team of oncologists at UCLA. Thank you, UCLA. And I had the dream team that saved my life. And I did my work too.
Yes, that's
I
so
did
important.
Everything with diet and nutrition and exercise that I could possibly do. And I educated myself and I researched. And I'm now writing a book.
That's
called Another Interruption
to
help other people.
Because you were sending updates. They were,
yes,
so instrumental for me to understand you are going through, because,
yes,
you are so well educated. You really wanted to help yourself to understand every level, every moment of what you are going through. So you are a very smart woman. So anybody who listens to the show and watches her right now, I know, Chrissy, if you are going through hell of fighting,
contact
cancer,
me.
Contact Chrissy. She's
I'm
right
here to help.
And she wrote thousands and hundreds of letters to us, you know, people,
yes,
who were staying with her through all this journey. And they were like, yeah, book already ready to be made.
Yes.
So I know when you put all of this together, this will be so helpful for so many people. So please, one more time, contact Chrissy. How do,
yes,
you spell your name?
Chrissy, C-H-R-I-S-S-Y. Last name is L-O-M-A-X. Real easy. And my email is chrissy@chrissylomax.com. So it's just my name. And I want to help everybody that is going through cancer to get through it as well as I did. And it has to, you have to be proactive. You have to do your job. You have to do everything possible.
And have supporter like,
yes,
you had,
absolutely,
all the way through, because Joe is just amazing gentleman and husband and wonderful, wonderful human being. He was going through his own health problem the
absolutely
same time. So
because
when
of that.
When,
yeah,
life strikes, freaking strikes us from so many corners, and you were really, really in bad shape, you know, because you were so afraid of what's going on with your love of your life. So I love you people so much. And I know
thank
it's
you
possible to win this battle. You and you are...
Thank you.
You know the winner. So
thank you, yes.
We have the song that we will listen. It's recorded, so I'm very, very happy to play and premiere this song. It's called I Can.
Yes.
I think it's a very perfect song for this
thank
occasion.
Thank you, yes.
So,
yes.
So, yes, let's listen. Chrissy Lomax, I Can.
Peering faces, all the ones that really care. I'm feeling painful. I'm afraid it's so hard to see. Is this a movie? Or is this a real? Happening to me. Who am I? Where am I? Getting dark in my body has a need.
Thank you so much for this premiere. Yes, we can.
Thank you. Yes.
We all can. We are powerhouses, all yes. ladies in the studio, and a wonderful Joe Primo, too, who I'm sure recorded from the beginning till end.
Yes, and I was in my pajamas and in bare feet because I was still in treatment.
Some people say you are very lucky to have all of that in your place.
Yes.
Beautiful. So, okay, let's focus a little bit on really cool and positive stuff.
Yes.
And we are talking your new book and yes. a little bit about your mommy and your grandparents.
Where well, that were. Was my cousin. She wrote a book for our family about our Polish heritage.
Yes.
And yes, so and my great-grandmother.
So you learn really from her everything yes. about what your family is
yes.
about. Whoa. So and something happened amazing in like a week ago. You went to Toronto, both of you. Yes.
yes.
And tell us a little bit how wonderful family can get together and celebrate all the
yes,
roots.
All the descendants of my great-grandparents that were from Poland and Hungary and from Poland, close to where you're from.
Yes, very close. Bielsko-Biała and Gliwice yes. and Katowice.
Yes.
So her family is from Bielsko-Biała. It's amazing.
Yes. So we had a big family reunion my cousin Lois Fletcher organized. She did an amazing production. We had about 80 of us there, and let's just say we had great pierogies and cabbage rolls.
Oh, yes.
So
cool. Chrissy, I know we have one more song that I would love to play, and it's called Am I Still? And we
yes.
love the song. This is our favorite, too, one of the favorites from your past that we know you. And but I would like people one more time to do you have a title for your book that you are writing right now already one more time?
Yes, it's called Another Interruption.
Another.
And I'm almost through. It's going to be autobiographical as well as informative with a lot of resources for everybody to use.
I cannot wait to
with
read.
All my recipes I've created. Toxic-free lifestyle, that's what it's about. This is about living a cancer-free lifestyle, and it's Chrissy's cancer-free life.
Wow.
It's definitely.
So again, I think she needs a sponsor. So if anybody listens to our show, somebody listens who really think that we need a book like that, and we all know we do. So please,
exercise
please.
Programs too, because
she does
I had
it
to
all.
Exercise. Yes.
Yeah, she does it all. She's a trainer for so many years, and you are running the long distances, both of
27 marathons.
So, and she's cooking just amazing. Again, she went through this journey with the cancer, and she really was doing amazingly with the diet, way how she's supposed to feed and not feed the cancer. So you
yes.
are so well educated,
yes.
and I know that. People need this book. So if somebody listens or watches us, please contact Chrissy, contact Joe Primo, or contact Accent On, whatever way, and just talk to her.
Yes.
Maybe you can help. Because like we say, research and good information
yes.
needs money. And she put up with everything. And she gives practically all what she went through, ready to go for people
yes.
to read and learn more. So, Chrissy?
Yes.
Am I still?
Yes. I want to dedicate this to your daughter, Natasha.
Thank you so much. Thank yes. you so much. She loves it so good.
Was bigger than my fear, holding my heart near. How about now? Someone would always help me see how it all could be. How about now? Just the other day. Very fast.
beautiful Chrissy Lomax and Joe Primo in our studio. This song is out of this world. Voices, they don't come too often. You have just the most gorgeous, unique voice. And I hope people listen. I hope people will be contacting you. I hope people will be downloading this show just to listen and have this song on their whatever.
Thank you so much.
Phones, iPads, whatever. It's just the most beautiful things. It's so thank you. Thank you that you came today. Thank you for both of you for your friendship,
for
everything, for your music, for years of friendships and for cooking, for everything what will be in front of us in the future, for the most successful book release, for good sponsors who will hopefully help with finances to really create these books, for any contacts if somebody has to just tell Chrissy who she needs to contact to just have this book maybe published. I know she'll be self-publishing. It's not her first book. But still, you know, this could be like so important book and really, really can help millions. So I wish all of us and you success.
Thank you so much, Ilona.
And write and sing. And Joe, we love you. First and foremost, that you are the most wonderful husband and partner for so many years. And your recording skills we can hear. So what up, people?
Thanks, Ilona.
I love you. Love you both so much. And I love you, Natalia.
Yes.
Because Natalia is my, right now, she's really my friend. Many, many months ago, she was just a lady that I was afraid to talk to. Because she's so smart.
True.
And yes, it's true, honey.
We've been friends for a few years.
It's true, but you know, we are talking about something that I have no idea about, and I know.
Actually, Ilona, how do I go from this inspirational story to talking about licensed defense? I'm having a difficult time.
I don't gap the bridge. Because trust me, anybody who has this problem.
This is not compared to everything that you went through.
Yeah, but sometimes legal situation.
People like you.
Yes, legal situation can break your life to the pieces. And without having the right lawyer and understanding the law, we cannot really do anything by ourselves. So we need to find this perfect lawyer for everything that we need. Right. I know you are like the most educated and the toughest lawyer, the toughest prosecutor. Can you tell us, like, only a few years of your life? Please, I can read, but tell us your career, maybe the 15 years of your life. What did you do in the last 15 years?
15 years?
Yeah.
Well, I graduated from law school 2004, so 15 years ago.
Yeah.
I was a law clerk and I did some civil litigation. Then I was a prosecutor for 9 years, prosecuting crimes. Then I was again in civil practice, family law. Then I worked for the Department of Justice, and specifically in the licensing section, which is what I would like to discuss today. And how it's related to my experience as a criminal prosecutor. And I've been in private practice in the last year.
So if somebody wants to contact you, because you can help with many, many issues, like a few weeks ago, we had another segment with you and we were talking about DMV issues.
DUIs. DUIs.
Yeah, problems. And I'm telling you, a lot of people probably had... they were surprised the way and honest how you were talking about situation that we can get problem by being inserted in situation like that we don't understand that we have so many rights to say no to this, to that. Mm-hmm. So anybody who wants to hear back our segments, legal expert segments, please look at our archives and check for links on a Facebook also, because you can click on the links and right away you can really know the topic and say, I need that, and contact Natalia Matusik, and how we can contact you right away.
Well, you can contact me at 310-962-2992. Also, my office number is 562-248-2525, and my email address is info@yourlicensinglawyer.com. And the licensing defense is what I would like to discuss tonight, and how it's closely related to criminal defense.
Okay, so now I will be very smart reading
reading question that were prepared, of course, by our expert, so I can look smart and learn something more, which I'm very happy and proud to do that. So what is a professional license defense?
Okay. So a professional, well, first of all, license defense, professional license defense, I would like to dispel some misconceptions here. I'm very often contacted by people thinking, oh, license defense, you know, getting your driver's license, business license, liquor license. That's not what I specialize in. What I do specialize in is in cases where a licensed professional has a disciplinary action against them by the board or the bureau who issued them their license. And let me just...
Okay, let me. I can understand it.
Okay, so I think we discussed it last week. There are 4 million licensed professionals in the state of California, ranging from lawyers like myself to doctors. Let me just read you a few. But there are dozens of these boards and bureaus. Doctors, nurses, chiropractors, dentists, dental assistants, veterinarians, contractors, marriage and family therapists, psychiatrists, pharmacies, and pharmacists. Huge area. Architects, realtors, brokers, physical therapists, acupuncturists, optometrists, barbers, estheticians, even my lady who does my nails needs a license, right?
Yes.
She needs a license. There are two, well, it falls under the umbrella of civil administrative law, but essentially... If you are a licensed professional and you do something in the scope of your employment, some sort of unprofessional conduct, you can get your license revoked. But very often, I mean, at least 50% of the cases when I was with the Department of Justice were cases where a licensed professional got in trouble with the law. They either got arrested or convicted of a crime. And there's another, there's also, those constituted a small portion of the cases, but if you apply for a license and the board denies you the license, you still have the right to an administrative hearing in which a lawyer can assist you in getting your license. But let me flip it. I had one very interesting case when I was with the Department of Justice. This guy got released from prison after 27 years. He was a convicted murderer. I don't think he should have ever been released, but that's a whole different story. And he applied to be a, he wanted to have a license as a, from the pest control. He wanted to be an inspector to go to people's homes. And the board said, absolutely not. We don't want this convicted murderer going to people's homes. So we put on this huge hearing preventing this man from getting a license. I mean, he had no business going to people's homes, right? Yeah. But that's a, on the flip side. But from a defense perspective, you know, obviously, if you do get arrested, or definitely if you get convicted of a crime, but that's what I want to talk about.
Yeah, but this is your second question, I think.
Correct.
How is it different from civil and criminal law?
Well, it's totally different. It's a very narrow area of the law. In civil and criminal, as you know, and by civil, I mean civil litigation. You sue somebody in the Superior Court to all kinds of causes of action. I'm not talking about family law or small claims court. I'm talking about actual civil litigation. You are entitled to a jury trial. You're entitled to 12 people deciding the facts of the case. In civil, they actually decide how much damages, you know, the party, the prevailing party is entitled to. In criminal, of course, the jury doesn't decide the punishment other than the death penalty. It's the judge who sentences the criminal defendant. But basically, you have a right to a jury trial. In licensed defense, you do not. You essentially have a right to an administrative hearing in front of an administrative law judge. No jury whatsoever. There's a court reporter. It's formal. It's not as formal as a jury trial, in my opinion. and the rules of evidence are applied differently. So it's a really very it's a narrow area of the law. Very few people actually know about that.
Huh. So why is it important to hire a professional licensed defense attorney such as Natalia, who is a former criminal prosecutor and a former deputy attorney general? Wow. If you were denied a license or if the board of bureau is trying to revoke your last license. So we say we better hire somebody like you to stay next to us to represent us when the license is revoked or almost revoked, or you think
correct
somebody's to
well it actually happens a little earlier in the game. If you are arrested, if you are a licensed professional in the state of California, can't represent anybody else, I mean anybody in a different state, but if you are a licensed professional in the state of California and you are arrested for a crime, I would strongly suggest you contact me or somebody who's equally knowledgeable in the area, because once you are convicted of this crime, it's too late. And again, it depends on the type of license that you possess. It depends on the type of a crime you are arrested for. Think about it. A criminal defense attorney doesn't even have to inquire as to what kind of license you have. And they don't have the obligation to know what negative consequence this specific conviction will have on your license. So for instance, let's be more specific.
I like it.
So let's say a hairdresser or an esthetician gets convicted of a DUI. Again, depending on the facts of the case, I'm pretty sure that the Board of Barbering and Cosmetology is not going to take any action against your license. But if you are a registered nurse, absolutely, unequivocally, the Board of Registered Nursing I have a couple of those cases right now. They will absolutely try to revoke your license. And think about it. Your license is your livelihood. It's yes. Like if I were to lose my license to practice law, that would be a bit of a problem, you know. Or doctors or dentists. But again, it all depends. Some of these boards work differently. You know, some like the contracts, the licensing contractors board is different than a veterinarian board. So I'll give you another example. Most of the time, it's the conviction, but once in a blue moon, it's actually the arrest that triggers the board stepping in. I had a case where this chiropractor was arrested for possession of child pornography. Horrible case, really. Just. You do not want me to be, you don't want to get the visual details of it. But anyway, so then the board sends the deputy attorney general, and actually I probably should take a few steps back and tell you how it works. So all these boards within the state of California, which are the part of the consumer affairs, they don't have any in-house legal counsels. So once there is any legal action taken by the board, let's say you're a nurse and you have a license to be a registered nurse. If there's any action taken against you, it's not that the board is doing it. They send it to the Department of Justice, and one of the deputy attorney generals then represents the board. So mostly it's after the criminal conviction has already taken place. And but sometimes when I was telling about this chiropractor who was found in possession of child porn, they actually send the deputy attorney general to criminal court and say to the criminal judge, hey, you have the jurisdiction over this case. This person is so dangerous, although we have not taken any action yet because this person hasn't been convicted yet. The criminal process hasn't taken place yet. Please suspend this person's license while criminal proceedings are pending. That's very rare. Of course, murder, rape, all violent crimes, of course they're going to do it. But a DUI, I mean, it depends. You know, a DUI, no board would ever actually take any action unless it's like third or fourth. But so that's the difference. If you are a licensed professional and you have been arrested for a crime, I think it's imperative that you contact not just a criminal defense attorney, but somebody who also can explain to you what negative consequences this specific conviction can have on your license. And I think it was in another segment, I gave an example of this gentleman who I represented who had a securities license. And he was, in my opinion, falsely arrested for child abuse. But he has a successful company. And although if he didn't have a license, I probably would insist on taking it to a jury trial, you know, taking my chances and hopefully getting him acquitted. But because the stakes were so much higher for him, I told him, you know, let's have a deal. Actually, the case ended up getting dismissed. He did 12 anger management classes, but whatever. I thought under the circumstances, this was the right decision to make, because you have to strategize and think long term.
Yes, you're right. Yeah. What he had to lose and what to agree right now upon to not get him to this trouble, that he cannot make money in the future.
Exactly.
But it's scary. I'm listening to you, and I'm sure both of us.
It's
scary because look at you people. She's so young and so smart. And
really,
and has, like I say, her 15 years of life, and compared to a lot of people who have 15 years also life behind. And we cannot even compare the amount of knowledge that lawyers and people like Natalia Matushik went through. So, and still, you know, every court and every client brings you another challenge, which I know, yes, you were schooled to be smart and represent somebody, but I know nights and days you are probably studying left and right and trying to.
I'm learning a lot as I go. But I gotta tell you that the overlap between licensing and criminal law is huge. I would say at least 50% of any disciplinary actions taken by boards or bureaus, depending on, you
could
know,
be stopped. Also, somebody
it,
has.
No, correct. Either if you apply and you don't get, and this person is denied their license, it's good to have an attorney. But especially if you are arrested for a crime and you are a licensed professional. Look, if a contractor were to call me today, say, "Hey, I just got arrested, for a DUI," I tell him, "You know, yeah, let's take care of the DUI." But I don't think the board is going to take any action against you. In my opinion, but if it's a nurse who calls me, "Hey, I got arrested for a DUI," it's a completely different ballgame.
So yes, and you listed so many people really have licenses and they could get into whatever troubles, but a lot of us don't think that right away we better hire somebody who specializes in the, you call this defense licensing law?
Professional license defense. It's very important to, because the timing of it is also different. Criminal case, the criminal proceeding takes place before the board, steps in. But if you already know this may be a consequence down the road, it's probably best to hire somebody who knows both systems and can maneuver the system, both systems, and kind of handle both.
So now in the studio, we have our expert. legal expert. Her name is Natalia Matushik. We know that she's here every month, once a month, for many, many months before. So please, people, go back to our segments because the topics are very, very different. And I'm sure we all need good lawyers and who knows, and friends and family, who knows who will get into trouble. And knowing the specific part that you really are representing, it's just really great to know. So how we can contact you? Again, Natalia Matushik, how we can contact you?
562-248-2525 is my landline. My business cell phone is 310-962-2992. My website is yourlicensinglawyer.com. And my email is info@yourlicensinglawyer.com.
Wonderful. And of course, Accent on Facebook has all information and all her bio resume and stuff like that. So and information, so you can click on Natalia's Facebook, which is pretty private, but of course your website is very businesslike. But I like that you, and you are like, you have courage to say how you mean it. You really speak to us that I can understand you, which is very important, because I know not everybody is just very, very advanced understanding. But somebody needs to give me sample example.
I'm trying to speak to lay people. Right? I mean, the way I had it written,
of course,
in more legal.
So you translate for us the legal paper, which we are very thankful for that. But yes, she's a very, very sharp cookie, and again, her 15 years of life proves how much she knows about law. Natalia Matusik, I love you so much as a friend, first and foremost. And I am very impressed by my guests and their achievements. And that's all what I can do. And Accent on LA Talk Radio brings the best to all of us. So show is almost over until somebody wants to add something. We have how much? We have maybe 3 minutes.
To add how much I appreciated you and your daughter, Natasha, coming to see me almost weekly when I was in treatment, and bringing me bags of great sugar-free food from the Polish market.
You went
to the Polish market special to bring me special food, and it made a huge difference to have that love and support.
And we had some
Though I was bald and sick-looking, and
no, you were beautiful.
And I was sitting there like a bag of bones. They said, "We don't care," and they would still come and sit and make me laugh and give me hugs and bring me some great sugar-free biscuits.
Yes, and we had some cookies for Joe too. But
yeah,
they were
they
really
brought,
sugar.
They brought sugar stuff for Joe too. Thank you for that.
I'm so impressed with your multifaceted approach to recovery. I'm such a great believer in both, you know, conventional medicine and homeopathic medicine and exercise and diet.
Yes.
That's the way to go.
Thank you.
Yeah,
yes.
You can't do it any. Yes. So that's why you're a success. And the reason why I didn't cry when you were playing the song is because you're here and you're well. So there's nothing to cry over.
Yes.
No,
I'll see my oncologist on Thursday, and I cannot wait.
Oh, all will be just beautiful.
Yes.
Okay. What a nice show. Thank you so much
Thank
for giving
you.
Me the chance
Thank
to have
Lana.
You. All and I would love to maybe finish our song with Natasha and Mira calling out to me her beautiful song. Thank you so much for today.
In the darkness, I can see a glimpse of who I want to be. Dancing moments in the air. I wanna run, see what I can become until I've won. I'm running far and wide, searching land and sea. I never thought starlight, I can see. Imagine who I'm gonna be. Searching there.
You're listening to Accent On with Ilona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.